首先我们求主开我们的眼睛。
Lord, in fact, this morning, ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我们真是看见了主。
Let us see the Lord.
我们才能够说只有他是我们的意象。
And after you've seen him, then you can say that he is my vision.
他是我们的一切。
He is my all.
所有其他的都是虚幻。
Everything else will go away.
感谢主这些日带我们读完了哥林多后书。
Thanks to the Lord that He has now led us finish the book of 2 Corinthians.
我们看见有一位他是在基督里的人。
Now we have seen who is the person who is in Christ.
我们认识神托给他的职事。
Now we know the commandments that the Lord has given that person.
他的 ministry 是什么？
And what is that person's ministry?
那我们也看见神得着一个宝贵的器皿。
We also know how the Lord has now received a worthy vessel.
他是神的执事。
His vessel is now his minister.
那他是神的仆人。
He is now the Lord's servant.
是一个差役。
He is now someone who is sent forth.
但他身上却显出何等宝贵耶稣基督的生命。
And now on him, he can reveal Christ's life.
我们一起来读哥林多后书第十二章第十八节。
Let us read together 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 18.
我们行事不是一个心灵吗？不是一个脚中吗？他讲到说一个心灵，那一个脚中，一个心灵讲到他们有同一的意象，然后一个脚中讲到他们有同一个道路，
meaning that they are also on the same path.
我们有一个看见。
Now we have one vision.
那这个成为我们的意象。
And this seeing becomes our vision.
那成为我们的标杆。
This has now become our target.
但是要达到标杆呢？
And to reach that goal,
我们经过一条道路。
You have to walk a path.
没有这个标杆。
Without the goal,
我们不知道往哪里去。
You wouldn't have known where to go.
但是如果你走错了道路，
and if you took on the wrong path,
你可能永远也达不到这个标杆。
You may never reach your goal.
很多人会问我们说，到底我们在做什么？
A lot of people ask, what are we doing here?
到底我们的方向是什么？
And what is my direction?
那我们就要认识，有一个意象，今天是那么的真实。
Now let's know that this vision that we have is true.
当我们看见了，
And after we've seen it,
它就影响我们一生的生活，我们的侍奉。
This vision can now guide us in how we live our life and how we serve the Lord.
什么是意象呢？
So what is the vision, you ask?
我们讲到说，神有一个永远的心意。
We talked about the eternal will of God.
在这个心意没向我们打开之前，
And before we understand His will,
对我们来讲好像是一个奥秘。
To us, it would have been a mystery.
因为人不知道。
Because men would not have known.
看不见。
Men would not have seen.
一个幔子好像是关闭起来的。
Just like a veil, but it's closed.
什么时候这个幔子打开了？
When was the veil opened up to us?
啊，人家一下子看见了，在幔内到底是什么情形？
When did we start seeing what's behind the veil?
神的心意到底是什么？
What is God's will?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有看见，对每一个神儿女来讲，实在是太重要，太关键
了。
曾经有一个两个做鞋子的公司，各派了一个调查员到非洲去调查市场。
So there was a time where there were two shoes making companies. Each of the companies sent a representative to go to Africa.
他们两个都到了非洲去。
Both of them went to Africa.
他们看到的是同一个情形。
And then they saw the same sight.
那有一个他就赶快打了一个电报回去。
So one of them sent a telegram.
他说这个非洲是没有市场的。
And said that there's no market at all in Africa.
我们不需要再来这边做任何的事情。
And in fact, don't bother sending any resources.
他说因为在这里的人他们都不穿鞋子的。
Because here, everyone in Africa, they walk without shoes.
他们不穿鞋子，他们也不会买鞋子，这边没有市场的。
So they don't wear shoes, so they won't buy shoes, so don't come.
那另外一个推销员呢？
And then the other marketer,
他也马上打了一个电报回去。
He also called back.
他说我们要赶快来这里。
And he said, you have to come now.
哇，这个市场太大了。
This is a gigantic market.
因为这里的人他们都没有鞋子。
Because no one has shoes.
他们需要鞋子。
And if they need shoes.
弟兄姐妹，他们两个看到同一个景象。
Brothers and sisters, these two people they saw the same sight.
但是他们所看见的就是完全不一样。
Yet what they took in were different.
今天很多很多神的儿女。
And today many many God's children.
说我们都是主付了重价买回来的。
Understand that we are paid and bought with a hefty price.
我们都蒙恩得救了。
We were in fact saved.
我们都有了永远的盼望。
And now we have the eternal hope of life.
但是我们在地上的生活
Yet how we live our life on earth
可以是非常非常的不一样
Could be very very different
我们讲到说你真的看见了主
Then we say if you have indeed seen God
只有他是我们的一切
And if he has now become your all
所有其他的都是虚幻的
If now you understand everything else is temporary
那今天我们能不能够真的在唱的时候是从心里面说主我感谢你在你以外所有其他的都是虚幻的
And when we sing the song today was it true from your heart that you could say that you are my only and everything else is in vain
还是我们会唱说主你是很宝贵的
Or maybe what your song meant was yes you are important
但是其他的还是都很宝贵
But so are everything else
我们今天有没有看见
Today do you indeed have the true vision
关系到我们在地上的生活
Because that depends on how you live your life
我们有没有一个标杆
Do you indeed have that one destination
我们可以说忘记背后努力面前的
A target that you can say that you can forget what's lying behind and what's coming ahead
是要向着标杆来直跑
The only thing I know is I will charge toward that target
如果没有看见标杆
If you have not seen that mark
我们不知道要跑到哪里去
Then you don't know where to run
弟兄姐妹神拯救我们
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has saved us.
我们说蒙救赎不过是一个手续
And then we know that being saved is a step.
脱离埃及是一个手续
To get away from Egypt is a step.
那不是一个目的
But not the destination.
神带以色列的百姓他们离开了埃及
The Israelites were led out of Egypt.
但是是为着进入迦南美地
But then to get out of Egypt they still need to go into Canaan
所以在我们的身上他救赎我们是带着一个荣耀的目的的
So that's why when we're saved for a purpose
所以不是叫我们仅仅得救
So not just being saved
今天如果神的儿女觉得说感谢主我蒙恩得救了
And as children of God in fact if you want to thank the Lord to be saved
好我得着了上天堂的那个门票
Now that I have the tickets to go into heaven,
然后我又在就是过我自己的生活
and now that I can go back and live my life freely,
只要到那一天，到那一天，我能够永远与主同在。
Now I notice that on that one day I get to be with God.
弟兄姐妹，神救我们是带着一个非常积极荣耀的目的。
So brothers and sisters, know that God saved you for a very, very important purpose.
所以我们需要一起来看。到底什么是我们的意向
So let us now look together. What is our vision?
一个一个神的儿女都是单独神拯救了我们
In fact, each one of us are saved individually.
他一救我们就救我们到基督身体的里面
And when we're saved into the body of Christ.
我们不是同一个心灵吗
Aren't we all in the same spirit?
神叫我们在一个意向的里面
God put us in this one vision.
叫我们能够完成他永远的心意
So that we can accomplish his will.
那到底什么是这个意向呢
So what is this vision then?
我们一起来读哥罗西书第二章第二节
Let us read Colossians chapter 2 verse 2.
要叫他们的心得安慰因爱心互相联络以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督这边讲到神的奥秘就是什么就是基督
That's the true knowledge of God's mystery that is Christ himself
今天如果任何人来问你说神的奥秘是什么
Today if anyone come and ask you what is God's mystery
因为我们一讲到奥秘好像就是很难去明白的
Whenever we talk about a mystery, it seems hard to understand.
有的人一听到讲到神的奥秘，
when people now ask you what is God's mystery,
他可能会觉得说这个信息太高了。
Maybe you would think that this message is too hard for me to talk.
跟我好像是没什么关系的。
In fact, it could be very far away from what I can do.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们需要认识一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, know this.
当保罗他在往大马色的路上，
when Paul was walking to Damascus,
他遇见了这位复活耶稣。
And when he met Christ,
主在那里问他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
When the Lord asked him, Saul, Saul, why were you persecuting me?
扫罗在那里说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And then when Saul asked back and said, Lord, who are you?
主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And the Lord said, I am the one who you've been persecuting.
一下子保罗他看见了这位在荣耀里的基督。
And all of a sudden now Saul can see Christ.
一下子他里面的眼睛打开了。
All of a sudden now Paul understood.
他看见了。
He now could see.
他写到说神的奥秘就是基督。
And then now he said, God's mystery is Christ himself.
弟兄姐妹，这个幔子已经打开了。
Brothers and sisters, the veil has opened.
所以今天神的奥秘能够启示在我们的心里。
So that's why God's mystery can now is revealed to us.
今天每一位神的儿女，我们都可以认识。
And today, each one of God's child, we can understand.
我们也需要认识。
And in fact, we need to understand.
我们再来读以弗所书第三章第三节到第六节。
Now let's read Ephesians chapter 3:3-6.
用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使和先知一样，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。我们把第六节再一起念一次，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。我们在基督耶稣的里面，
now that we are in Christ,
同为神的后嗣，
we are now fellow heirs,
同为基督的身体，
fellow members of the body,
同盟圣灵的应许。
And fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus.
保罗他不但告诉我们说神的奥秘就是基督。
Not only Paul told us that God's mystery is Christ himself.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
But yet going further, the mystery of Christ is his church.
今天我们眼睛得开的时候，我们看见保罗他怎么样看见了这位在荣耀里的基督。
Now that Paul's eyes has been opened to see the visions, now he describes to us what he has seen.
主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
When Christ says that I am the one you have been persecuted,
保罗一定是非常的纳闷。
And then Paul must be frustrated at the time.
他逼迫许多信奉这道的人。
Because Paul has been persecuting the believers.
那很多走耶稣基督道路的人。
The people who walk the path of Christ.
保罗什么时候逼迫过耶稣呢？
But Paul has never persecuted Christ himself.
他逼迫的是这些神的儿女。
Paul only persecuted believers.
他以为他在那里侍奉神。
And Paul thought that he was serving God back then.
他把这些神的儿女捉拿下监。
And when he captured all the Christians and put them to jail.
出名来定他们的罪。
And put them to jail and then persecute them.
但是主在那里问他，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
But when the Lord asked Paul, he asked him, why are you persecuting me?
哦，那天保罗他的眼睛被打开了。
And it was that day that Saul's eyes were opened.
他逼迫基督身体中最小的一个肢体。
Even when he was persecuting the smallest members of Christ's body.
他就是逼迫了主。
He was then, in fact, persecuting Christ himself.
他看见了这位荣耀的主。
And now that Paul has seen this Lord,
他也看见了主的荣耀。
He has also seen the glory of the Lord.
就是主的教会。
That is his church.
这是基督的身体。
And besides, church is the body of Christ.
元首和身体是不能分开的。
The head and the body is one.
每一个最小的肢体都是在这身体的里面。
Even the smallest member of that one body is still of the same body.
弟兄姐妹，神的奥秘就是基督。
So brothers and sisters, the mystery of God is Christ.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
And the mystery of Christ is church.
这位在荣耀里的基督。
Now this Christ in glory,
他曾为我们道成肉身,
has once became flesh just like us.
他就站在人的地位上,
took on the position of a merely man.
在人看他没有什么加薪美容,
when men saw him, he was nothing extraordinary.
他没有什么外表让别人可以来羡慕的,
he was not extraordinary good looking to attract people.
他走的道路是这么卑微,
and in fact, he walked on the path of the most humble.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们真认识我们的主
，But brothers and sisters, once we know our Lord,
就在他在肉身的里面
，Even when He was in the flesh,
神本性一切的丰盛是有形有体的居住在他的里面
，Through His manifestations in His body, He was still revealing God.
他就是这位全能的神
，He is in fact this mighty God.
哦，但是呢，他在肉身中
，But yet He was living in a body.
他走最卑微的道路
and took on the most humble path.
他为我们受死且死在十字架上
For us, he died and he was crucified.
圣经告诉我们说他因着软弱被钉十字架
And in the Bible it says that due to the weakness, he died on the cross.
人在那里耻笑他
And man was despising him.
或者是说你显一个神迹或者是说你若是神的儿子你可以从十字架上面下来
Men were In fact, challenging him, asking him, if you truly are the Son of God, then do something on the cross. Don't just die there.
但是我们的主他甘愿站在人的地位。
But yet, our Lord took on the position of a man.
为我们受审判，为我们受刑罚。
And for the sinners, he took on the punishment. He took on the judgment.
他亲身担当我们的罪。
And he took on our sins himself.
我们很难想象他因着软弱被钉在十字架上。
And we still can't imagine why he took on our weakness and died on the cross.
不是我们的主他没有能力。
It is not that Christ was without power.
他能够，他就是那位说有就有，命立就立的神。
In fact, Christ is God. He can make things out of nothing.
风和海都听他的命令的。
And even wind and cloud follow his command.
使人都可以复活的。
He can resurrect the dead.
但是主他甘愿放下他的自己。
But yet our Lord was willing to deny his strength and died on the cross.
他因着软弱被钉在十字架上。
Through our weakness, he died on the cross.
但是他却因着神的大能，他仍然活着。
Then he will, through the mighty power of God, he lived.
他胜过死亡，胜过仇敌一切的权势。
Christ then overcome the power of death and lived.
他复活了。
He was resurrected.
他升天了。
He then was exalted into heaven.
早间我们唱那首诗歌，惊琴在天响起。
This morning, one of the songs we sang was the golden harp in heaven are playing.
哇，在荣耀里面有这么大的赞美。
In the glory, there's this great praise.
但是我们看见宝座中是有羔羊站立。
And we also see that on the throne, there sits a lamb.
像是刚刚被杀过的。
A lamb that looks like it has just been slain.
从前带着荆棘的头。
Before, it was with a crown of thorns.
今天是带着荣耀的冠冕。
But today he has exchanged it into a crown of glory.
这是我们在荣耀里的基督。
This is the Christ we know in glory.
当我们的里面眼睛被打开了。
And it is after we understood in our heart.
我们看见了这位在荣耀里的基督。
Now that we can see Christ in glory.
今天我们不是说我只是蒙恩得救而已。
So today, know that you're not just being saved.
荣耀的主在我们的里面，他会抓住我们的全心。
When this glorious Christ, the Lord, is in your heart, he will capture your heart.
一下子你看见了。
And all of a sudden, now you can see.
你知道说在主以外所有的一切。
You can see that now besides Christ, everything else.
都次第变色成朦胧。
That has now become in vain.
然后只有他。是我们的一切。
And now only Christ is our all.
兄姐妹，今天 我们要祷告。
So brothers and sisters, I ask you to pray.
求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
To ask for the spirit of wisdom.
在我们的里面开我们的眼睛。
So that our heart can be open.
叫我们能够真知道他。
So that we get to know him truly.
真认识他。
To know him truly.
有很多时候我们讲到基督是一切又在一切之内。
And oftentimes we keep saying that the Lord is all and he is through all.
但是对我们到底是一个好像只是一个知识呢，一个很抽象的观念呢，还是今天能够带到我们生活的里面？
But when we have that saying, is it just something we say that we don't understand? Or is it in fact taking place in your life?
当里面被开启的时候，
When you understand in your heart,
今天就是在我们日常的生活当中，
Then today, through your daily living,
我们都认识到主啊，你是我的一切。
You will truly then say that Christ is in all.
在哥林多后书，我们看见这位在基督里的人。
In the second Corinthians, describes a person who is in Christ.
他讲到说，死在我们身上发动。
He says that even though death has now been activated in our life,
然后生就在别人身上发动。
But death, living is now activated in people around us.
他讲到那个死。
The depth that he talked about,
不是一个道理。
It is not just a saying.
不是只是一个客观的事实。
It is not just an objective fact.
但是成为一个主观的经历。
But it can become your subjective experience.
我们就看见复活的大能。
Then it is through that experience, you get to see the power of resurrection.
能够经过神的儿女。
And now, as children of God, we can.
那今天我们看见生能够在别人身上发动。
And now you can see that life can be activated in people around you.
所以今天我们每一个属灵的经历。
So that's why every spiritual experience we have.
神叫我们看见。
The Lord asks us to see through the experience.
哦，主对我们是那么的真实。
So that we can see how true he is in our life.
是这位爱我们的救主。
This Lord who loves us so much.
是为我们舍命的主。
The Lord who died for us.
他已经复活升天了。
The Lord who has then been resurrected.
他在圣灵里面回来。
And how he has now come back to us.
他是住在我们的里面。
And live in us.
我们说得着了主，我们才有一切。
That now if you have received him, you now have it all.
如果是没有主，
But without him,
我们一面什么都不能做。
Then on one hand, you cannot do anything.
我们里面就觉得那样的空虚。
And also, you will feel so empty inside.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
看神里面所有他的计划，那个中心就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
All of God's plan and purpose and will is encompassed in His Son Christ.
基督的奥秘就是他的教会。
And the mystery of Christ is His church.
曾经有一个人去参观。一个工程的地方。
There was a time a person go visit a construction site.
这个人呢，他看到好多工人在那里施工。
And that person saw a lot of construction workers.
他问一个人说，你们在做什么？
He asked one of them, what are you doing here?
那个工人就跟他讲，你没有看我在铺这个地板吗？
And then the worker says, can't you see that I'm paving the ground?
那他就去问另外一个。
And then he asked another worker.
另外一个说，你没有看到吗？我正在做这道墙。
And then the other worker said, can you see that I'm putting up the drywall?
他问了好多个工人。
And he around asked many workers.
每一个都跟他讲，你没看到我正在做这件事情啊。
Every worker would say, can you see that I'm doing this?
最后他问到一个工人。
And at the end he asked one more worker.
那个工人说，你没看到吗？我们在盖一个大教堂。
And then the worker at the very end said, can you see we're building a church?
我们今天可能都说，今天主让我做这件事，做那件事情。
Today you may ask the Lord, why are you asking me to do that?
但是你知不知道，今天我们到底在做什么？
But do you know what you truly are doing?
神的奥秘是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
基督的奥秘是他的教会。
The mystery of Christ is His church.
今天神所有的心意
，and all of God's will
是要。完成整个的教会，满有基督长成的身量。
Is to finish building the church, who is in the likeness of Christ.
教会是他的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
那充满万有者所充满的。
It is to encompass it all.
今天我们看我们自己。
And today, if we take a look at our own self,
有多少的不完全。
You can see how imperfect we are.
我们看这个的教会。
And if you look at the church,
可能你从自己来看也是一样的。
From your point of view, it is also not perfect.
但是教会是基督所救赎的。
But I tell you that the church is Christ's saved.
教会是他的身体。
The church is Christ's body.
那今天神在这里要做什么？
So if you ask, what is God doing today?
他要建造他的教会。
I tell you, he is building up the church.
所以无论做什么，
So regardless of what you do,
要为着荣耀神，
you do it for the glory of the Lord.
要为着教会能够被建造起来。
You do it so that the church can be built up.
今天我们得着了一个意象。
Today, we have this vision.
然后这个意象叫我们有同一个心灵。
This vision gives us the same spirit.
我们说我们知道要往哪里去。
And now we know where should we go.
我们知道说今天我们到底在做什么。
And now we have a purpose.
我们的标杆到底是什么。
Now we know our target.
神的奥秘就是基督。
God's mystery is Christ.
我们说主你是我们的一切。
And then we get to say, Christ, you are then my all.
我们每一个时刻我们可以转眼来仰望耶稣。
And at any time, we can turn and look at the Lord.
我们可以注视主的荣耀。
We can focus on his glory.
在旧约他们没法想象注视神的荣耀。
In the Old Testament's times, they would not have thought about looking into God directly.
今天我们可以注视主的荣耀。
Today we get to look there into His glory.
弟兄姐妹，不管你现在的情形是怎么样，
Brothers and sisters, regardless of what your situation is right now,
不管你现在的环境是怎么样，
regardless in what environment you're living in right now,
我们在任何的时刻可以转眼仰望耶稣。
At all times, you get to turn and look at the Lord.
让他充满在我们的里面。
So that you get to be filled by His glory.
哦，这个荣耀满我们的眼目。
So that your sight.Can be filled by his glory.
他救我们脱离所有属地的残累。
He has already saved us from all the burdens of this land.
我们得着了耶稣基督。
If you receive Christ,
他是我们的生命。
Then he will become your new life.
他是我们的一切。
He will become your all.
今天我们不只得着了这位荣耀的主。
And not only we have received this glorious Lord,
我们看见我们和众圣徒，我们正在一个工程的里面。
We also have received co-workers in the same work,
为着教会被建造起来。
Servants who want to build up the church,
因为基督的奥秘就是教会。
Because the mystery of Christ is his church.
我们看见保罗他被神呼召出来。
And now that we've seen how Paul has been called up though,
那一天他看见了这个荣耀的意象。
After Paul has seen this vision,
我们读灵后，有人讲说灵后像是保罗的自传。
Then when we read 2 Corinthians, we know that they said that the 2 Corinthians is like an autobiography of Paul.
那他不得已他也要讲到他自己的一些经历。
How he ought to share with us his own experience.
他为主受过这么多的痛苦和经过艰难的道路。
All the suffering and persecution he has faced.
但是保罗他说他没有违背那从天上来的异象。
And Paul said that he has never disobeyed the vision he has seen.
弟兄姐妹，这个异象是活的。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, this vision is living.
不是我们能够抓住这个意象。
Not a vision that you can just hold still.
今天你看见了。
Today, if you've seen it,
那有一个活的意象会抓住我们。
It is a living vision that will capture you.
弟兄姐妹，这何等的重要。
How important it is.
我们不是同是一个心灵吗？
Aren't we all in the same spirit?
我们不同是一个脚踪吗？
And don't we all walk in the same steps?
到底我们的道路是什么？
Now you ask, then what is our path?
为了要达到那个标杆，
To reach my goal,
我们都需要经过一个道路。
We have to walk a path.
我相信以色列百姓他们离开了埃及。
And I believe that in the Old Testament, when the Israelites had to leave Egypt,
神人很清楚告诉他们
when God clearly told them,
是要带他们进入迦南美地
is to take them into the land of Canaan.
但是我们看见他们在旷野绕行了这么多的年。
We have also seen in the Bible how they wander around in the wilderness for years.
今天我们说神在我们身上有一个荣耀的旨意。
So today, if we say that we know God has a purpose for us,
但是我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
We also then need to ask the Lord to open our eyes further.
叫我们能够看见，能够进到他心意里面的那一条道路。
So that not only we see the destinations, we also see the way.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音第十四章第六节。
Let us read John 14:6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
But through me。”
主在约翰福音从十三章开始，我们知道这是他最后和这些门徒们讲了很重要的一段话。
In John, starting from chapter 13 and on, we know that this is the last passage of Jesus, and one of his important messages were there.
那主告诉他们是要钉十字架。
And Jesus told them that he was going to be crucified.
主要离开他们。
And Jesus told them that he was going to leave them.
我想对门徒来讲，那这是一个非常不能接受的一件事情。
And I think that for any of the apostles, it would be pretty hard to swallow.
那主必须要钉十字架，才能完成神的旨意。
In fact, Jesus needed to die in order to complete God's will.
主告诉他们说我往哪里去你们知道。
So Jesus said to them that you already knew where I was going.
那条路你们也知道。
And you also know the path.
但是门徒到底知不知道呢？
But in fact, did they know?
多马在那里问主。
And Thomas asked him,
主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去。
He said, Lord, I don't know where you're going to go.
怎么知道那一条路呢？
How do I know the way?
所以主下面就告诉他们。
And then Jesus said this to them.
我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but through me.
只有从耶稣基督经过。
Only through Jesus.
然后我们能够到父那里去。
Then you get to the Father.
弟兄姐妹，我们的道路到底是什么？
Brothers and sisters, then what is our way?
主告诉我们，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Jesus is now the new and living way.
我们可以从幔子经过。
We can now walk through the veil.
我们可以来到施恩宝座的面前。
All the way through the throne of grace.
主在马太福音第七章。
Matthew 7.
十三节他说你们要进窄门
Verse 13 says enter through the narrow gate
因为引到灭亡那门是宽的
For the gate is wide and the way it is broad that leads to destruction
路是大的
The broad is the way
进去的人也多
And there are many who enter through that gate
但是引到永生呢
But for the gate that leads to life
那个门是窄的
That gate is small
路是小的
And the way is narrow
找读的人也少
and there were few who found it
所以我们说要进窄门要走小路
so that's why we say that we have to enter through the narrow gate and walk the narrow way
为什么说这个门是窄的呢
why did we call that gate a small gate
圣经不是告诉我们说凡相信的他们都能够得着吗
didn't the Bible tell us that whoever believes will receive
凡相信的
whoever believes
救恩是为着每一个人预备的。
Salvation is prepared for us all.
只要你相信
，all you need to do is believe，
就能够得着。
Then you will receive.
但是为什么这边叫做窄门呢
？If that's the case, why is that a small gate?
我们知道，但是若不是基督
，but we know that if it's not through Christ，
你就不能够进入这个门。
Then you cannot walk through that gate.
启示录让我们看见圣城新耶路撒冷。
The book of Revelation shows us the new Jerusalem.
长宽高四千米。
The Jerusalem too is 400 cubic feet.
圣城新耶路撒冷有十二个城门。
And then there are 12 gates on the wall.
圣经讲得很特别哈， 他说每一个城门是一颗珍珠。
And then the Bible then described each of the door was like a pearl.
你说如果是一串珍珠，也许还能够做一个门出来。
You could say that if it's a string of pearls, then it could maybe be a door.
但是它是一颗珍珠。
But it is now just one pearl.
那你怎么样进入呢？
How do you walk through a door that is a pearl?
珍珠特别预表着救赎的生命。
I tell you, the pearl represents a resurrected life.
一个蚌壳，它被沙子跑进去，它受了伤。
A clam, when it was hurt by something.
然后它一直分泌，把那个沙子包起来。
When it was harmed by maybe a string of sand, when it got hurt, then it will produce saliva to cover that wound.
最后成了一个珍珠。
And then that saliver will eventually build up, become a pearl.
当我们认识到我们的主为我们受伤。
When we know that it is the Lord who was wounded for us.
他完成了所有救赎的工作。
He has now completed his salvation through that wound.
只有救赎，蒙救赎的生命才能够进到圣城里面去。
Now only this new life that is produced by salvation can go through that gate.
门的窄是在于基督。
Now the gate is small because it's only through Christ.
今天不是说一个人他脾气很好他就能够进来的。
Not because someone else who has a great temper and do good things, they get to be saved.
不是一个人他积了很多的功德他就可以进来的。
Not anyone who has now done a lot of good works and generous work, that person get to be saved.
主说我就是道路。
The Lord said,I am the way.
主就是这个门。
He is the door.
如果不是基督
if it's not Christ,
就不能进入这个门。
Then you can't enter the gate.
那主说我就是道路。
So the Lord said, I am the way.
有一条路叫做小的路。
There is now this narrow path.
今天我们要看见是的只有这位钉十字架的基督。
Today, in fact,It is the crucified Christ.
他成为我们的道路。
He is now our way.
我们看见在这个时代。
And it is at this time.
那人家讲说是一个知识爆发的一个时代。
People say that now everyone is so knowledgeable. It is like a knowledge explosion.
过去很多人想要买啊想要得着一些属灵的书籍有时候觉得非常非常的不容易。
Before, it may have been hard for someone to find some books, spiritual books.
现在你可能可以找到几千几万本属灵的书籍。
But now, just one click, you find thousands and thousands of sources.
是一个属灵的产业，属灵的知识也是那么的丰富。
The spiritual knowledge is now so abundant and available.
但是我们也看见有多少人所想出来的各种的学问知识。
Yes, can you imagine all the other knowledge and subjects that people want to know about?
最近我去听一门课是讲到婚姻教育学。
Recently I've taken a class, it is about the knowledge of marriage.
啊很多东西我说从来没有这样想过。
And a lot of things I've never thought about it that way.
哇人的聪明人的智慧想了各种各样的这个讲到这种学问哈。
How different people have wisdom and created all these knowledge and subjects.
但是主告诉我们他是道路。
But the Lord reminds us that He is the way.
他说我们要进窄门。
That to go through the small gate.
我们要走小路。
You have to walk through the narrow path.
有很多的方法。
You thought there were many other ways.
但是不是真的道路。
But they're not the true ways.
也许一段时间它对于很多的问题有一点帮助。
Maybe this new knowledge you gain can help you in some specific things.
但是这不是道路。
But that's not the way.
不能够把基督的生命给人。
That's not something that can bring you eternal life.
不能够让人能够到父那里去。
It is not a way that can bring someone to the Father.
在这一个时代。
It is at this time.
我们特别求主。恩待我们，怜悯我们。
That we truly should ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
叫我们真的认识这一个道路。
So that we can also know this way.
我们不是同一个脚踪吗？
Aren't we taking the same steps?
当你讲说基督就是道路。
And when you say that Christ is the way.
但是也可能很抽象。
Still, you may think that that's too abstract.
我怎么走这个道路呢？
How do I walk this path of Christ?
这个窄门，感谢主，我说我们蒙恩得救了，那我们是不是就进来了呢？
Thanks to the Lord that Now that we're saved, does that mean that I passed through that small gate?
呀，我们应该是进来了，对不对
？I think so.
哎，但是呢，如果只有基督才能够进这个窄门。
But if it's only Christ, we can enter through that gate.
多少时候我们说蒙恩得救了
？You thought you were saved.
但是我们还有太多太多掺杂。
What about all the other things that bother me?
我们有好多好多主以外的思想事物。
What about all the other thoughts and things that are other than Christ that's troubling me?
我们怎么样走这个小路呢
？How do I then walk this narrow path?
所以主在这里要呼召我们。
So that's why here Christ is calling on us.
我们看见了这条路。
That now that we see the way,
这不是世界上的道路。
A way that is not of this world.
基督是我们的道路。
When Christ is our way.
是唯一的道路。
When he is the only way.
在基督以外的。
Anything outside of Christ.
不能进到这个门里。
Would not lead you through that gate.
不能真的走这条道路。
Would not lead you through that path.
所以我们就要认识到到底这条路我们怎么来走呢
So that's why we have to learn how to walk that path.
我们读哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
保罗他讲到说在他们中间不知道别的只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
1 Corinthians 2:2 says, For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
保罗可以有很多的知识很多的学问。
Has a lot of other knowledge.
在犹太人当中
And among the Jews,
保罗他所做的事情
What Paul has done.
也有许多可以夸耀的。
In fact, he has done many great things.
但是保罗说他不知道别的。
But yet, for Paul, such an accomplished person said, I determined to know nothing.
他只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Except Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
犹太人很喜欢神迹。
Jews, they pay a lot of attention to miracles.
那希腊人呢他们是很有学问的他们喜欢智慧。
And Hebrews, they like knowledge and debate and saying.
保罗他说什么我却是传钉十字架的基督。
But then Paul said, the only thing I preach to you is Christ and his crucifixion.
所以我们从保罗他所传讲的信息
So through all the messages that Paul has given us,
我们看见从他所活出来的
we know that all the things that he has manifest,
只有一条道路
only manifest,One way.
那条道路我们说基督是道路。
And that one way is the way of Christ.
基督是这个窄门。
Christ is this small gate.
基督是这个小路。
And Christ is the narrow way.
所有在他以外的。
Anything outside of Christ.
不能进门不能走路的。
You never enter through that gate.
那十架就变成那么那么的重要。
And that's why the cross is important.
因为只有借着十架
Because it is now only through that cross.
我们能够把主以外的把它舍掉把它去掉。
It is only now through that cross you can put away anything that is outside of Christ.
弟兄姐妹十架的道路并不是等于受苦的道路。
Brothers and sisters, when we say the path of the cross, it doesn't mean that it is the path of suffering.
但是我们需要认识十架的道路。
But you need to understand what it means to walk the path of the cross.
我们才能够这么实在的我们说走主耶稣基督的道路。
It is through the path of the cross that you can now walk the path of Christ.
进窄门走小路。
Through the small gate, through the narrow way.
怎么走呢
?How?
保罗他在加拉太书第二章告诉我们。
Galatians 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul then said, I have been crucified with Christ.
很多时候我们在受浸的时候都会唱一首歌不再是我乃是基督。
There's a lot of times that when we get baptized, we would sing a song. The song goes, it is no longer I, but Christ.
保罗说现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着。
When Paul said that, it is no longer I who live,But Christ lives in me.
不再是我乃是基督。
It is no longer I, but Christ.
弟兄姐妹这是一个极大的一个释放。
Brothers and sisters, that's a great release of us.
保罗所宣告的是一个事实。
What Paul has proclaimed is a fact.
他不是讲说我努力与基督同进十字架。
Paul doesn't say that I'm trying real hard to be crucified with Christ.
他不是说我有一个标杆，我要与基督同进十字架。
And Paul is not saying that I have a goal to be crucified with Christ.
今天很多时候我们是以这个视作我们的一个标杆。
Sometimes we will set that as our goal.
所以很多时候我们会说 我好像也死了一些，但是呢，又没有死透。
Sometimes we could say that, maybe some of me died, but not all.
好像我天然生命，我的脾气还是那么的真实。
Just like how we still have to face our temper every day.
啊，我要努力。
And I have to try harder.
我要向着这个标杆。
I have to walk towards that goal.
要与主同定十字架。
I wish I could die on the cross with Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这不是保罗。
Brothers and sisters, that's not what Paul said in the Bible.
他是说我已经与基督同定十字架。
In Paul's words, he said, I have been crucified with
Christ. 这是主耶稣已经完成的工作。
A work that Christ has already done for us.
这不是我们能够再来加把劲，我们来帮着做一些什么的。
It does not determine how hard you work or how much you wish to be crucified with Christ.
主在十字架上，他为我们死了。
In fact, Christ already died for you.
他不只是我们的代替。
Not only he was your substitute.
他也是我们的代表。
He also represented us.
他为我们死了。
He died for us.
我们在他里面和他一同死了。
So that we died in him.
弟兄姐妹，不是在于我们今天的光景怎么样。
Brothers and sisters, it's regardless of where you are today.
不是在于我们努力了多少。
It's regardless of how hard you have tried.
乃是主死的时候。
But when Christ died,
我们都在他的里面。
You were already part of it.
那这是主已经完成的工作。
A work that Christ has already accomplished.
我们求圣灵开我们的眼睛。
So we have to ask the Holy Spirit to make us understand.
所有主已经完成的。
The work that Christ has done.
我们需要看见。
And all we need to do is to recognize.
信是所望之事的实底。
To believe is the assurance of things to come.
所以我们里面看见了, 我们要用信心来接受。
So that after we have recognized and see it, believe it and take it in.
到底我们有没有与基督同定十字架了呢?
Did I die with the Christ, or with Christ on the cross?
盼望我们都能够 回答好，我已经与基督同定十字架。
I hope you can answer with confidence. Yes, I died with Christ on the cross.
那你说我已经死了。
And if you say, if I already died,
现在活着不再是我。
If it is no longer I who live,
乃是基督在我里面活。
But Christ in me.
那我们是不是每一个人都很完全了呢？
Then shouldn't I be perfect by now?
但是好像事实又不是。
No, not at all.
我们也会还有脾气，对不对？
I think all of us do have a temper.
我们每一个神的儿女，我们还是有我们天然人的个别的不同的表现。And
as children of God, we all have our own differences.
所以我们要认识一个叫做启示的十字架。So
we have to understand that there is the cross of Revelation.
然后在路加福音第9章23节。And
then in Luke chapter 9, then says.
耶稣对众人说,
and he was saying to them all,
若有人要跟从我,
if anyone wishes to come after me,
就当舍己,
he must deny himself,
背起他的十字架来跟从我,
and take up his cross daily and follow me.
有一个十字架,
there is a cross,
是我们自己的十字架,
our own cross,
我们不能背主的十字架,
we cannot take on the cross of Christ.
但主告诉我们说，天天背起他的十字架，就是我们自己的十字架。
But the Lord did ask us to take on our own cross.
那那个意思是什么？
What does that mean?
他讲到说，就当舍己。
Meaning that you need to learn to deny yourself.
今天我们得着了一个权利。
Now that we have this new power.
那这个权利是因着我们已经与基督同定十字架。
This new right that we died with Christ on the cross.
今天我们的权利是能够把自己放下来。
And now we should have the strength to also deny ourselves.
那这个十字架是我们自己 来做决定的。
Our own cross that we have to make our own decision on.
你愿不愿意放下你的自己？
Are you willing to deny yourself?
弟兄姐妹，这是何等蒙福的一条道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is this glorious way.
我们人生中，在我们里面有多少的痛苦？
And in our life, how much sufferings we go through?
是因为我们不愿意放下我们自己。
And that's because you're not willing to deny a part of yourself.
我们有多少的创伤？
A lot of wounds and hurt feelings.
是我们不愿意放下自己。
It's because you're not willing to deny yourself.
有多少时候神的旨意在我们身上没有办法通行？
And how often His will cannot manifest through you?
是因为我们不愿意放下自己。
Because you're not willing to deny yourself.
我们如果要跟从主，
If anyone wishes to come after me,
就应当要舍己。
He must deny himself.
弟兄姐妹，主不是把一个难担的担子来交给我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord didn't just give you something impossible.
如果你真的认识主的轭是容易的。
If you know him, then this burden is light.
主的担子是轻省的。
His burden is in fact light.
十字架对我们来讲是何等的蒙福。
The cross will then in fact be your blessing.
我必须要自己来扛这些重担。
You must take on your own cross.
主，我把自己交给你。
By denying yourself.
我们愿意放下我们的自己。
Willing to deny your own will.
主，他担我们的担子。
So that he can take on the burden.
有多少的环境？
How many environments?
我们说我愿意放下我们自己。
And conditions when you are willing to deny yourself.
不是我来面对。
Then it's not become your burden to bear.
是主来面对。
It will now be him who bear your burden.
能够舍己，这是主给我们一个极大的恩典。
To be able to deny yourself will be your greatest blessing.
我们舍下的是这些软弱的、卑贱的。
What you have now given up is all those weakness and bad things.
可能你自己都会觉得说，我自己都讨厌的。
Maybe things that you don't even like yourself.
但是好多时候我们还不愿意舍掉。
But how often times those are the things that you hold on to.
主说我们得着更丰盛的生命。
Lord wants us to have a more abundant life.
他把一条路摆在我们的前面。
And he has now given us this new way.
他为我们死了。
He died for us.
我们在他里面，我们都死了。
And in him, we died with him.
然后在我们天天的生活当中。
And now through our daily living,
我们跟从我们的救主。
Let us now then follow him.
要跟从主，就当舍己。
And to follow him, you must first deny yourself.
我们感谢主。
And thanks to the Lord.
不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Nothing else but Christ Himself and His crucifixion.
主带领我们这一生。
The Lord is leading our life.
是从耶稣基督来经过。
So that we can experience life through Christ.
他除掉我们在他以外的一切。
And He wants to deny us everything else outside of us.
我们得着他成为我们的至宝。
So that we may receive Him to be our most valuable.
我们有一个荣耀的标杆。
Now know that we have this glorious goal.
他是我们的意象。
And He is now our vision.
哦，他是我们的一切。
He is now our all.
他呼召我们。
He has now called us.
啊，这个呼召成为我们的使命。
And this calling will now become our mission.
弟兄姐妹，我们有同一个心灵。
Brothers and sisters, we share the same spirit.
我们有同一个脚踪。
And we should also share the same step.
今天主来祝福我们。
So the Lord wants to bless us.
主来保守我们。
To keep us today.
我们再来唱诗歌第409首。
Let us sing song 409 again.
你是我意象。
Be thou my vision.
我的心爱主，你是我意象。
My dearest Lord, you are my vision.
唯你是我一切。
Only you are my all.
他皆虚幻。
In all, save that thou art.
请姊妹为我们弹一句，我们来唱。